Blog Talk Radio.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. And with every touch, you fix them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, things you never say to me. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love.
Listeners, welcome to a season two of What Days with Murph. On the show today, I'm extremely excited to have someone I have the absolute utmost respect for and consider a friend, a lovely and talented Miss Emily Wilson. It's been nearly a year since I spoke to Emily last. So I'm anxious to hear her take on Ellie's Port Charles exploits this last year. This should be a fun one. And we have Emily on the line with us, so let's go ahead and bring her on. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Cody. Thank you so much for having me, and great opening song choice. I love that one.
I had actually I chose that because of the recent Spinelli and Ellie a baby drama that came out. I chose that one for
yeah.
that.
Well, that was very good, and Pink's one of my favorites, so
yeah.
I can see why you chose that for both reasons. And, hey, congratulations on season two. That's so exciting.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And like I
said, it's been almost a year to the day since we last spoke.
Yeah, crazy. Yep.
Before we get into the interview today, there's a special caller on the line that I'd like to bring on, and I think she has something to say to you.
Oh, great.
708, you there?
Yep. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, 708.
Hey, it's Christy from Liaison Radio, and I actually have Amanda on the phone with me, too.
Oh,
oh
hello.
Hey,
hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, I didn't expect you to put us on with Emily so soon. I was like, oh, wow, I'm surprised.
Well, so
how are you guys?
Great.
Good. Good.
Emily, I just want to say happy anniversary again.
Thank you.
I know that you've seen my little picture of the then and now happy anniversary picture I sent you the other day.
I love that. Thank you so much. I love
actually,
I love all of the photos that you send me. I just want you to know how much I appreciate that. And they're always so thoughtful and awesome and beautiful. So thank you so much for doing that. It really does mean the world.
Well, you're welcome. But thank you for when you do have the opportunity to see them. And I hope there's many more years for you and Ellie Trout to come. So good
you
luck
know,
on
I
this
do.
Second year.
Thank
As do
you.
I, Amanda.
Thank you so
As
much
do
for
I.
calling in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I did know what Amanda said. Happy one-year anniversary.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all the support this entire last year. You guys on Twitter and everything have been so wonderful. So I just want to say thank you for your support. It's really meant so much to me and just been such an inspiration to get to, you know, talk to you guys and hear from you guys and stuff. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, because sometimes it's so hard for SoFans fans to welcome three new people almost within
at
a week.
Once.
And you ladies have all been tremendous in your own little stories and your own little plots, and it's been a great year of having all three of you on. So spread the word and spread the love that it's been great to have all three of you.
I will. Thank you. I know Kelly and Teresa will appreciate that too. And you're right. It's like we kind of – I don't think any of the three of us really knew what to expect going on to the show, and then to all go on at the exact same time and definitely be in for a surprise – with how vocal Soap fans are and how, you know, how quick they are to reach out to you and tell you really sweet compliments. But at the same time, I don't think any of us realized what us coming to Port Charles and stirring things up was really going to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like people still call us the newbies, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how long do you have to be on the show to not be considered?
Well, you're
one
totally
of the
not now.
I know. I'm always happy when they bring somebody new in. I'm like, okay, I'm not quite as much the new kid anymore. Like, every time they bring a new character, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of settling in now, and maybe they'll call other people the newbies.
Thanks, ladies.
Well, thank you, Cody.
Good to talk to you, girls.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I just wanted to bring those two on and kind of because I know Christy had been wanting to talk to you for a while.
Oh, well, thank you so much for bringing them on. It was good chatting with them.
And you met Christy at a fan club weekend, or at least that's what she's been telling me. So, and speaking of a fan club weekend, how fun was Fan Club Weekend, speaking of that?
Oh, my God, it was incredible. I unfortunately was out of town for two-thirds of it. It happened to be my 10-year high school reunion back in Colorado, so I had to miss the Friday activity and the big cast lunch on Saturday. So, of course, I was, like, living vicariously through all of the other cast and the fans on Twitter, which it looked so fun and amazing. So I literally flew in like 3 or 4 hours before Teresa and I's event on Sunday afternoon. So we decided to have a pajama party just because it had been such a long weekend for everyone. And I think people just wanted to chill out and kind of do something low key at the end. So yeah, we showed up in our pajamas, and most of the people there were also in pajamas or sweats, and some of them brought pillows and blankets. It was so awesome, and it was just a perfect way to end a long weekend. But yeah, we did ice cream and cookies and kind of just chatted for most of the time, and it was really great. It was so incredible to meet some of the people that I had been talking to via Twitter for a year, you know, and put a name to a face and or put a face to a name or a face to a Twitter handle, I guess. But just to get to see people and meet them and interact with them in person, because, you know, 99% of the interactions that we get to do with people who watch the show is via social media. So just to get to meet people in person was pretty great, and it was a pretty incredible night.
I'm sure. And as I told you, I so wish I could have been there.
Yeah, it would have been great. But, you know, next year, you missed it by, like, what, 2 months?
Yeah. A fan club weekend was, what, last weekend in July, and I was there in September.
I know.
So.
Mark it on your calendar in advance this time. But it was a fun time.
okay. Now, as I was researching for this interview, and watching several things back that I had forgotten about, one storyline of yours hit kind of close to home, and I wanted to talk to you about it. The a paralysis storyline.
Yeah.
How? First of all, I just wanted to say, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Cody. It's
a beautiful work.
It's a delicate situation to portray, because you do have to be careful with how you do it and how you play it. And so I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I have to be honest, pretty much every day for about a month, you had me in tears.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. There were times where I was in tears, and
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it hits home for anyone who's been affected, you included.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of have that responsibility of portraying it and bringing it to life, I got emotional from it, you know, because you kind of do put yourself in a position where. Yes, me as Emily has never had to deal with that, but when you get so close to a character, and I had been portraying Ellie at that point for about 6 months, and she's very close to me, you know, and so to go through that as her, it was hard for me too. So, but you know, obviously, it's hard for anyone who's ever been affected, and so just getting the chance to do something so far outside of my comfort zone or outside of anything that I've ever experienced, you know, as Emily throughout my life was really challenging. And it was a big responsibility that I took, you know, very seriously, because I know that for people like you or people who have been affected, it is something that's very serious. And if you don't play it right or realistically, it can almost be disrespectful in a way, you know?
Right. And again, I have to say, you absolutely did it justice. I have to say that much right now.
Thank you. I really, really, especially coming from you, I really appreciate you saying that, and you know, to bring it back to Twitter again, just you know, all the tweets that you sent out and the messages, I appreciated those so much. It was nice to get the positive reinforcement when you're doing something that you've never gone through in, you know, in real life. So thank you for that.
You know, and back to Twitter, I felt like as soon as I knew that's where they were headed with that storyline, I felt like I needed to tell you my story, you know.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you were open about it, and it was nice. You know, it's always nice when people feel that they can open up to you, and mm-hmm. you know, the fact that I've been able to reach out to people in a way that's allowed them to feel like they can open up to me is really mm-hmm. cool and like so special, and I can't even mm-hmm. explain how much it means to me when I get a message or I get mm-hmm. a tweet or a letter. From someone who does feel that they can open up to me,
mm-hmm.
And it's really wonderful.
Okay. Now, going back to another radio interview of yours that I've heard,
mm-hmm.
you got the part of Ellie pretty unconventional, didn't you?
Yeah. Unconventional is a very perfect word to use. Exactly. It was pretty unconventional.
Tell that story if you would.
Sure. Yeah. I had auditioned for the role of Sabrina, actually, and it had been months before I ever met Frank or met any of the other producers, but I, you know, went in for a pretty normal audition with Mark, who's the casting director, and I left feeling pretty good about it, but, you know, as with any audition, you kind of have to leave everything at the door. So it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I felt good, so if I hear back, then great. If not, you know, at least I feel like I did my best. And then months later, I get a phone call from my managers, and they're like, yeah, they want to bring you in again and meet with the executive producer, Frank Valentini, and some of the other producers, for a producer session is what they call it. So I was like, great, that's incredible. I kind of had let it go at that point because it had been so long since I heard anything. So I had that audition, and it was literally 30 to 45 seconds. It was so quick. I barely remember what happened in the room other than I think I remember like two people asking me a question at once, and so I got a little frazzled and was trying to answer everyone's question, and then, you know, did the audition material and left, and I was like, oh gosh, that went so quickly. I have no idea what just happened in the room. So I got a call that day, or maybe the next day, from my managers, and they're like, yeah, they really liked you, but they're not sure what direction they're going to go with for this role of Sabrina, but they really liked you. So they're going to keep you in mind for a different role if they go a different direction for Sabrina. And you hear that all the time. You know, as an actor, you're like, that basically means, okay, well, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Because you hear, oh, yeah, they love you. You're not right for this, but you'll be right for the next thing. And you're like, uh-huh, yeah. We'll wait for the phone call. So it was another one of those situations where I was like, that's nice of them to say, you know, positive things, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. And then within a week maybe, I got another phone call, and they were like, listen, they did go a different direction with Sabrina, but Frank loved you, and the producers really liked meeting you, really enjoyed meeting you and liked your work. And so they sent your stuff to the writers, and the writers have written in this role of Ellie that they would like to offer to you. So I had never auditioned for Ellie. I wasn't quite sure how she would be portrayed, whether she was going to be, you know, like what her characteristics would be. That all came kind of as I started playing her, which was really cool because I never did a test with Bradford. I never auditioned with any Ellie material. The first time, actually, that I had met Bradford was literally when we were blocking our first scenes together. So it kind of happened in a very whirlwind sort of way. And I think what was fun about that is that there were no prior expectations for Ellie, and there were no, you know, preconceived notions as to how she would be or who she would be or what she would be. And so I kind of just got to take the character into my own hands and add a little bit of me and you know, play around with what worked best for her. So long story short, that's kind of how the job came to be.
Wow. and I can honestly say they struck gold when they wrote that part for you. They struck
thank
gold.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, it was. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better character to play on General Hospital. And, you know, every character has such an interesting dynamic within themselves, between other characters. But I'm like, Ellie is the closest thing to me on that show. And I'm just so thankful that they continue to write her in the way that they do. And they continue to give her the moments that she does. And she never they never lose sight of who she was at the beginning. And I appreciate that so much because she's been so fun to play. And she's been, you know, so interesting to go on the journey with. So, yeah, kudos to the writers always for creating such a cool character, and especially on a soap. You know, you don't tend to get to see that type of character and that type of relationship that she has with Spinelli. So that's been really cool, too. It's mm-hmm. it's unconventional within itself, which has been really fun.
Yeah. You know, and I tell people all this all the time, the sweet kind of a quirky Ellie that you see on screen is exactly
mm-hmm.
the way you are in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun when I get to read stuff. I get the scripts a few days before, and I'll read stuff and be like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly something I would say. The hardest part has been getting used to the science jargon and some of the big vocabulary that she spills out like it's no thing. So, you know, once I got used to that, it's been fun when I get a script where there's a word that I don't even know how to pronounce. I'm like, all right, here we go. So I have to write like side notes on my script of how I would pronounce it so that, you know, I don't get mixed up when it comes time to do a 7-page scene with six words that I've never heard before. But yeah, I say as a general rule, Ellie's pretty close to me in the sense that, you know, she's quirky and she can be a little odd at times and just different, which I love.
And again, going back to my research for this interview, didn't initially set out to be an actor, did you?
No, I didn't actually. I majored in broadcast journalism.
Awesome. So you were going to be the next Diane Sawyer, weren't you?
Yeah, actually, Diane Sawyer was a huge role model of mine growing up, and I wanted to, you know, be a journalist and be taken seriously as a journalist and do reporting or be an anchor, and that was even the reason I moved up to Los Angeles, actually. I went to school down in Orange County, and after I graduated, I decided to pursue journalism, and I moved up to L.A., and then, you know, I feel as with a lot of jobs within the entertainment business, they kind of tend to evolve from the very narrow path that you think you'll go down. So I think when I moved to L.A., I had an open mind as to where my career would lead and, you know, the different things that I would do along the way, and I never expected it to lead to a soap opera, not in a million years, but I think that makes it even more fun, you know? It's just kind of something that came up, and it's been this unexpected treat and this amazing experience that I could never even have imagined.
As we were talking off air, I do have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I do have a little bit of a surprise. now, I want you to listen to the words of this very carefully, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to play you something. I want you to listen to it.
Okay.
The days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you, that this life becomes all that you wanted till your dreams stay big. Your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same thing too. Yeah, this is my wish. I hope you never look back, but you never forgive all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you, that's it.
Cody, for having me. It's always such a pleasure talking to you and getting to chat with you and just be on the show. It's so fun.
Yeah. And before we leave, I wanted to let you know that you, my friend, are an inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you so much. It means so much to hear you say that. That is so nice. And I hope we continue to always get to chat and do these and talk on Twitter and everything. It's always so wonderful hearing from you, and I want you to know how much that means to me and how much you've been an inspiration to me as well.
You know, I don't say this to many people, but I consider you a dear friend, and I love you to death.
Oh, well, I consider you a dear friend, and I love getting to follow your journey and keep up with you and what you're doing, and I'm so, proud of everything that you do, and it really is inspiring to me, and I love you to death, so thank you again for having me on and chatting with me. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. And I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud of you and excited to see where this journey takes you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cody. It was so, so great chatting with you, as always.
Me too. I'll be talking with you on Twitter, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Have a great day, and thank you again for having me on.
All right, thanks. Bye, Emily.
Okay, bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat with Ajita's Emily Wilson. I guess I should tell you who's coming on the show next week. Next week we have Tommy Garrett from Highlight Hollywood on the show. That should be a fun chat. And like I said, I'm working tirelessly and continuously to get more and bigger guests for you guys. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to A Week Goes with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.